This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Well, Royce Lewis was a big bat when these two teams met last fall in the playoffs. Unfortunately, he's not going to get a chance to face the Astros this season unless it is back in the postseason. Our Select Heartland Chevy storyline looks at Royce's latest injury. Lewis was placed on the 10-day injured list Wednesday with a right adductor strain, something he says is linked back to the injury that kept him out of 58 games earlier this year.
And, you know, what I was told is that it's a lot of compensation for the lack of strength I have in my quad because of that injury still. Not that we rushed that back. It's just that that takes 8 months of time. And if someone's ready, I mean, clearly I was able to perform at a high level, you know, so we didn't want to wait for, oh, yeah, you have to be 100%. And that's what the doctors had told me. And it was more about what was the safest route and not re-injury, which I think we had definitely accomplished. I don't feel any pain there at all. But because there is a deficit there, the adductor kind of overcompensated and took over that load.
Yeah, in the 23 games Royce played in after returning from the quad strain, he had hit 9 homers and drew 9 walks. And tongue-in-cheek, he says part of the challenge to seeing this new injury coming was he wasn't flying around the bases.
I was saying, I don't hit doubles or singles, it's just homers and walks, so I never really had to reach that top speed. I was playing like I normally would. I definitely wasn't running hard out of the box on that double, so you can't just pinpoint, you know, I think it was just simply, like the doctors were saying, like potentially overcompensation there with the quad being a little bit deficit.
Now, he said he started to feel a little tightness when the team was out in Oakland 2 weekends ago, but it was only a 3 to 4 on the pain or tightness scale. That number shot up to a 7 or 8 when legging out the double on Tuesday night versus Detroit. Royce had been showing up to the park 6 hours prior to game time to help get his body ready for that day's game. What does he think it's going to take him now to try and hopefully avoid injuries in the future?
I guess I'm going to have to be here 8 or 9 hours before the game. You know, like whatever it takes, I'll do it. I'm sure people are going to blurt out like, oh, he's not eating right, he's not doing this. Like you can find whatever you want, but I've made significant changes. I spent a lot of money on my body and I've been doing everything I possibly can. You know, if I could think of something, I would do it. If someone said, hey, if you smoke cigarettes like Babe Ruth, then that'll work, then I'll do that too. I'll do whatever. So I'm open to anything. I think it sucks because, you know, I'm probably one of the most competitive people out here, and all I want to do is play baseball.
Yeah, clearly joking in regard to the smoking comment, but you got to admit the guy has been like Babe Ruth at times for the Twins and Twins fans. Now, the normally positive, smiling guy, a little frustrated, and you can hear that. He's letting it show, but he still tries to find a silver lining.
It's definitely not as severe at all as anything else I've had in the past. You know, we're running out of muscles to get broken or whatever, so this is all good. Hopefully I'll cross off the next one and be done.
Yeah, after the 2 knee reconstructions, the quad strain, and now this, I think everyone in Twins territory is hoping this is it for Royce. Lewis has not had a full season since 2019. Twins are going to revisit things after the All-Star break. Hopefully he's back by August 1st. That is our Twin storyline presented by Select Heartland Chevy Dealers. Log on to ChevyDealOnline.com to find a dealer near you. Game 1 between the Twins and Astros comes your way next here in your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.